Hello again, Dwayne Brummett here, CoolOwnerTalk.com with Allie Alberigo. Allie, good morning.
Good morning to you too as well, Dwayne. How's things going? Everything's good?
Everything's great, man.
Yeah, it's great. Cool. I had a busy morning this morning, been out and about since 7, running here to there, and really hectic, but great to be busy. You know, I think it's exciting, and great to be on the call with you, and, you know, starting off our week, you know, the way we always started off with energy and excitement and so on.
Is that your reminder for our call?
No, that was actually a text message, and I just shut my sound off.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So, I should get a reminder because sometimes I'm forgetful that way. If I'm out of my routine, I am totally screwed up.
Yeah, we do need a routine. It's funny how we're creatures of habit, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? I guess for guys like yourself, well, I don't guess, I know, for guys like yourself and myself, you know, we are organized to the point where we schedule things. And people say to me all the time, they're like, Allie, you're the busiest man alive. I said, now, to be honest, I'm the most scheduled man alive, probably, or, you know, I'm very scheduled. However, that schedule is by choice. So if I chose to take a day off or chose to spend time and go to breakfast with friends, I just schedule it in. So it may appear like when someone asks me, hey, what do you want to do today? I'm not a very spur-of-the-moment type person because I have everything scheduled. So unless you get me a week ahead of time and say, let's have a breakfast, it'll probably not happen because I've already plugged something into my schedule. I just never like to leave time wasted.
Yep. Yeah, even right? Your downtime is scheduled, right?
Yeah, I schedule my downtime of when I'm going to be chilling out, what days I'm taking off, what's going on in my life. And I even go over with my daughter's mom, you know, what her schedule is and what her, you know, now is tough finals, recitals, you know, things of that nature. So I try to make sure that I'm maximizing my time and, you know, not doing time management, but task management.
Yep.
See, I use your term.
That was our call last couple of calls. So yeah,
exactly. So let's chat today. We talked. There's a rather cool event that's going on, and I just put in my name for it. And that was on this thing that Century's promoting, a new movie that just came out. And I put my name in, and you submit it, and then so let's talk about this. So why don't you start off and give a little summary of what it's all about?
Yeah, basically it's hosting a screening for the movie called Underdogs. And, you know, I've seen the trailer, and, of course, we're going to put the information on schoolownertalk.com for this call specifically so that you can have access to it. But I've seen the trailer. It looks really neat. You know, to kind of use their words, I'll just read it to you. It's an inspiring action-packed comedy for the whole family. Underdogs was written and directed by Philip Rhee. And yeah. He was the creator of the popular movie Best of the Best film franchise. And it's just basically, you know, a fun movie. There's some Disney kids that are in this movie, you know, a bunch of other kids that have been in other movies and stuff like that. You can read all of it on our website. But go ahead.
One of my buddy's best, his students, one of his students who competes at my tournament is in the movie. His name is Aiden, and he's on team Matt Emig's team. So he's actually in the film as well. So that's kind of cool because my kids in my dojo know him and seen him compete, and he's actually taken the grands at my tournament a few times.
Very nice.
Well, yeah.
Well, basically what's unique about this movie, which is different than, like, you know, what we've done for Ninja Turtles or Karate Kid or Star Wars or whatever, this is getting your own private screening, although I know that you and I have probably done that. I know I have done our own private screening for, like, when Jaden Smith's, you know, and Jackie Chan's Karate Kid came out, I purchased the theater, sold all the tickets, and I had, you know, people still wanting tickets. And we actually, it was funny because we got to watch it the night before it came out. So this was, we were there on a Thursday night. And what was funny about it is there was these guys in suits that were standing in the back watching us because I didn't understand it at the time, but they were basically watching for somebody to be recording and pirating it.
Right. Wow.
So we did that for, you know, that Karate Kid. We did it for Ninja Turtles. I bought the bad thing about Ninja Turtles is that they went ahead and did it the day before anyways. So it wasn't as special as Karate Kid was, but, you know, we got our own theater. I bought the theater and sold all the tickets. What's different about this one, good or bad, what's different about this one is it's not going to be in a theater unless you contact them. And we'll kind of explain how that works, but you'll basically contact them and then have your own private screening, and then you can advertise it. The thing that I don't like, but I mean, you can kind of chime in on this, but what I don't like is they create a website for you, like your own event page, and then you have to send people to that event page to buy the tickets, because of course they want all their information. So they want you to, as a consumer, like if I was a student of yours, to go to that website, put my email address in, and then buy the tickets online, and then they send them through email, which I guess is fine. I just personally like to buy the whole theater out and then sell them. But the other nice thing about it is that you do get to make 5% on all the tickets sold. So that's a perk as well. So you can obviously make a little bit of money, which for me, that's not necessarily the goal for this, but we can kind of talk about that. But what's your thoughts?
No, I mean, so far I love it. You know, everything that you've said, and what I want to point out to people is that this is one of three things. An event like this is building a culture within your school. Number two, it's a way that you could promote it and turn it into new students and create an energy and a synergy amongst all the students to want to be together and hang out, of course, creating that culture. And three, it is just something outside the school that brings them together, that, you know, a parents' night out that you could make income on, which even if it's a small amount, anything that you do good that for your school that you could make money on that is going to also do all those other things, it's a win-win.
Yeah, and I do know that there's a certain percentage of how many the theater can hold. So there's a certain percentage of that you have to sell in order for there to be the screening. Otherwise they'll refund the money back to, the buyers. So you've got to push it. Now, the nice thing is they actually have, flyers for you, that you can hand out, and posters that you can put up. So all that's done for you. There is, an opportunity to, basically have your, your own private, and if I read this correctly, and excuse me, because I don't remember where it's at now, but like your own private intro, if you will, from Philip Reed.
They give you as much time before and after where you can do a speech, and talk about martial arts or pitch the group or do it even, I'm not even sure, depending on the theater and the size, even a demonstration of some sort. And then it's great because if you do it right, you could tie that into maybe even having a table, they said, and that table could either be in the actual place or outside in the lobby, and that's something that you could I'm sure you could probably work out with the company or the movie theater.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, in as much as it's nice to get the 5% back, I always like doing these events just as a camaraderie thing. It's really nice. I always, like for my staff, I usually buy their tickets. If they have spouses, I buy their tickets, and that's nice for them. And I like to be able to do those type of things too. But on the side, you can make 5%. You can obviously, like you said, pitch your school, have a demonstration, have raffles. You can do a whole bunch of different things.
Oh, absolutely. And, again, I think even if all of those things are amazing and everything that you're talking about is all marketing. However, if we alone just were able to get the group of dojo students and their families together, that's worth so much more, because that bond is what keeps people in your school. That's what is retention. That is what keeps people coming longer. It's all of these little things that make the culture. They become part of a tribal mentality where, even parents, they don't want to quit because they've made friends with the parents, that other parents, and they sit in your lobby. All of that is all retention, and, it creates that synergy in your school.
And, there's some longevity you can have with this, because apparently There's DVD coupons that you can give so that the kids can go and, you know, the parents of the kids can go purchase the DVDs. But along with that, you could, you know, take that underground kid theme and run with it the next weekend. Or like if you have a screening on Friday night, you could have or Thursday day or whatever it is, you know, whatever you hook it up, maybe that next, that same weekend or the following weekend or what have you, you could have an underdog seminar where some of the moves that are taught in there, maybe you don't do in your school. And now you can, you know, show how those are done.
Right. Yeah. And that would, you know, that is cool because I did one where we had the Clone Wars when that was out by Star Wars, the cartoon. And we did, a Star Wars, Clone Wars day, parents' night out. And the way we spun it was if they came to the parents' night out, which was like $29 or $39, they, you know, did whatever we do for the parents' night out, they would get two tickets to the following day where we rented the theater. And I looked at it as just a marketing expense. And we still made money, and then we rented out the theater, and then they got two tickets free. If they brought a friend to the event, they got a movie ticket, and then the parents could buy tickets. So we sold out, I forget what it was, 300-400 seats or 200-300 seats. It was a long time ago. It was just a great day. And then, you know, we did, you know, Jedi sword fighting and obstacle courses and all this kind of fun stuff. So here's the mindset, and this is why we're talking about it, is to get school owners to think out of the box. So, you know, think of everything which is more like a spider web, so to speak, or I call it spokes in a wheel, where everything is interwoven. And we've given away, and I believe we've done this a bunch of calls ago, one of my things called the Marketing Action Worksheet or the Event Journal, where if you really sit down and think about where things overlap and where one thing touches another, how sales can connect and how all these things are, you know, interconnected, and you really sit down and plan it out, it could be an entire marketing campaign, not a full year, but like a marketing campaign blitz off of just this one event, right?
Okay, most definitely. Absolutely, you can do that. And like you said, you can spin it where you're doing a parents' night out before, and then they get the tickets for free. This one's a little bit different, though, because obviously they have to purchase the ticket themselves. So you could even do it where if they purchase the ticket, then they get the training, you know, the
right.
weekend after at a reduced
yeah.
rate or whatever.
Right, or vice versa. They buy the event, they get the ticket for free. However you want to spin it, it all works out great. And you're great at this, Dwayne. You know, you do an event. You just recently had a self-defense seminar or a stranger danger event or something going on at your school.
So anti-abduction, yeah.
Anti-abduction, and, you know, that tied into other stuff. So, you know, you do this all the time where it's not one thing. And you know, here's the thing. I didn't know this from the day that I opened my business, although when I opened my martial arts school, I thought differently. Most people have heard my story, so I won't tell it again, but back in the day, I owned a landscape construction company, and I was one of the few landscapers that knew that each customer had a value, right? So if I cut their lawn, I made $25 a week, but if I cut their lawn and fertilized their lawn, now I was up to, you know, $35-$40 a week. And if I thatched their lawn and did a sprinkler system and opened and closed their sprinklers and fertilized their shrubs and blah, 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 I mean, I was growing my customer value. So a typical $100 a month account, $1,200 a year, was really worth $4,000-$6,000 a year to me if I did it right. And I didn't bring that mindset into my martial arts school. I just thought, hey, they pay me tuition. I was, in the early days, even embarrassed to mention an event on the floor or mention a sale. Everything I did, I was nervous that I was going to appear like a salesman, a commercial school. And I realized later on, one parent said to me, why aren't you promoting this? And I said, well, I feel embarrassed. Why do you feel embarrassed, they said. And I said, you know, I don't want to look and appear like I'm looking to try to sell. They said, but if you don't do it, then we're going to go somewhere else. We're going to buy that Ninja Turtle t-shirt. We're going to go to that movie without you. We're going to find a fun night for my kid to have fun. So if you just do it all within your school, you actually save me time and money and energy. And then I realized, like, wow, that makes sense. I'm doing a service for my people, not necessarily selling them. I'm helping them. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And this is, again, something different for those school owners that, you know, maybe don't have a deeper pocket and you can't buy the, you know, the 400 seats or the 300 seats outright and then try to sell them and hope that you sell them. And this is the perfect opportunity for you, too, to get on board because you don't have to buy anything in advance. All you have to do is sell the certain number, the percentage, and I don't know what the percentage is because each theater is different, to make it worth their while to actually have it at that theater. But, hey, why not? Why not shoot for it, right?
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, and I'll tell you from another side, this is absolutely – and I've been in the movie business, so I've acted and I've done stunt work and all this other stuff, but I've also been on the production end as well. So this is ingenious for an independent filmmaker to be able to say, hey, I'm going to create my own audience, and I'm going to do a martial art film that will create my career and make me money, and I'll be able to sell that DVD, and I'll be able to sell this film independently and actually get movie theater releases. It might not be a week-long or month-long or a few-month-long engagement, but I'm going to be all over the United States or maybe throughout wherever, and having my movie shown where there's going to be a dense population of people that are coming to this show. So he has – it's an ingenious – think about the marketing campaign that they're creating. They just found their audience, and they made it that it works out and benefits us as school owners, and it's – the message is really good. From the trailer, it's that old-style Karate Kid message, not even the new Jada Smith Karate Kid message, but more the old style where martial arts and tradition and respect and courtesy, all the things that are missing from the world today are in this movie. So I think every parent would love – love to see that, and every kid would go, wow, this is why I do what I do. Bringing back the morals and ethics and, you know, etiquette to the martial arts. So I like it.
Yeah, and, you know, to the parent, that's the selling point to them to buy the tickets to go because
right.
It just reinforces every reason why they're in there. And what's smart about, you know, how they did it from a marketing standpoint is that, you know, you're going to get coupons to give out to everybody to purchase the DVD afterwards. So they can go to a specific website and get a discount on the DVD. And they're also then from doing that, when somebody purchases the DVD, if he decides to then roll out another movie, he's got a list of buyers right away. I mean, how ingenious is that?
Yeah. That's that whole ancillary, connected, interwoven, spiderwebish kind of mentality. I once did a movie, Ernie Reyes Jr., who, by the way, I want to mention this on the call, who's having some health issues right now, and he's had some serious issues with his kidneys, and maybe we could put that link on the call, Dwayne, where people could donate money to help him to get a kidney transplant. But anyway,
yep.
Back to Ernie. Ernie did a movie called The Secret of the Horse Dance. And The Secret of the Horse Dance, in my opinion, was amazing. It was a short film, and it had like an instructional book. It was made by a Christian-based company, and there was like a worksheet with it. And I did that within my school, and I did a whole thing on it. And, the kids wrote and filled out stuff, and they were learning moral things from the movie because at the end they had to pick out what the messages were and why they shouldn't have done this or that. Anyway, I turned that into a whole big event. I might have had 75, 80 kids at my school watching that movie. So if you, again, back to the whole entire how things connect, if you do things right, they could be, massive.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for the summer, too, just to keep excitement, moving forward for your school. It's great. And then obviously you need to buy yourself the DVD or you know, if they, like for me, if they end up having it on Amazon, I'll buy it digitally so that way I can show it at events, you know, like our overnighters or anything like that. I always have that to be able to view. So, well, I think we about covered it. I do want to just remind everybody that on this call, we will have everything up there. So, don't worry about it. If you just go to this is episode number 47. So just look for that one. If you're listening to us on iTunes or whatever, and you need to go to the website, you're going to look for episode number 47. And inside of that, we'll have all the information on how you can, you know, where you need to go to sign up, the links to like the posters that you can download and the instructions and the trailer and the whole shebang we'll put up there for you. Any last words, Allie?
No, just that I want everyone, the homework assignment is to take one single thing that they've done, whatever it was, a parents' night out, a Star Wars night, a Nerf Wars night, or whatever the case may be. I want you to think of a past event and take a piece of paper and write the name of that event and write what you did and what you accomplished by doing that event, and then write down all the things you could have done if you really thought globally, so to speak, right? So, and that homework assignment will get you to expand your mind, and we call it the next level school owner mentality, right? Where, you know, that they're a next level school owner mindset, where they're starting to think like entrepreneurs, understanding the concept of entrepreneurship, and not being a wantrepreneur like Mark Cuban of Shark Tank says, but someone who actually really trained their mind to think like an entrepreneur, to run numbers, to run events, to say, hey, I did this event, and I could have probably done raffles, I could have gave things away for Black Belt Club to maybe lead people into a Black Belt Club upgrade, and I have a million ideas for you, but I'd love for you to try to do that drill, and if you'd like, you could submit it to Dwayne or I on email, and we'd love to try to teach you to expand on that mindset so that you're maximizing what you do. And that's
absolutely
my point. Yeah, so anyway, great call, Dwayne. Thanks so much for being on the call with me.
Yeah, my pleasure. So share this with other school owners so they can take advantage of this opportunity for their school this summer. Allie, again, great call too, and we'll talk to you next time, everyone. Talk to you soon, Allie.
Yep, take care, everybody. Have a great day.